Good morning.
That's right. He's ready. All right. Let's do it. Irresistibly awful number 229. Matt, John, and I picked this week's movie. Unfortunately, my last pick of the year. Stuck on you. John, I will tell you I'm sorry. And yeah, how much did you hate this movie?
Oh my gosh, man. It was you know, these full moon feature Lloyd Kaufman movies, you know.
I know.
They're hit and miss. You know, some of them are just gold, just fantastic. And sometimes there's just a little too much slapstick.
You're like,
this is gonna be for the ladies, and I'm like, okay, and I'm waiting for it. I'm like, I don't know if Matt's hitting home runs with the ladies.
I failed miserably. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna have to just pick a Hallmark, you know, a very nutty Christmas or something, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that. Because this movie, it was so hard to watch. And I'll say again, I watched this last night. All right. Yep. And I might have dozed off in a couple spots because it couldn't get over fast enough for me. And I was just dreading every minute of this movie, what was going to happen, what's happening. Because it's so bad. It's so bad. It makes you appreciate the good, like, Naked Gun even more.
You know right. what I yeah. mean? Because that's a bit of a slapstick movie, but it was still good. Right? You managed to make it good. You had some solid comedy in there. This one, there's like some parts of this movie where, like, why are you playing with dolls? I don't understand.
But this one, John, kind of like Miracle Beach, where it was, they'd go from doing some slap sticky shit right to them doing it in full boobs out, you know?
Yeah.
Just weird transitions from, oh caveman, you know? Oh, you hit me in the
neck. You're right.
She's banging him on the bed.
The thing that'll save it from, you know, probably getting the worst movie kind of vote would be the fact that there are boobs. They put enough of that in there and in regular intervals, right? We've had that before where the movies, they waited until the end. You're like, I could have used this 20 minutes ago because this movie ain't that good.
Yep. And we've had those movies where we got in boobs 17 seconds in. You know?
Yeah,
we've had that one too. But this, John, I don't... Oh, boy. You know, we're going to do our end of the year show, and I can't guarantee anything. But...
And they still get some references.
And I feel like there's a point in this movie. It's towards the beginning here, where I felt like the movie was like, oh, yeah, you think this movie's shitty? Well, how about a full-blown musical number? And I said, you can kiss my ass if you're going to make me watch this musical number. You bastards. I was like, you got to be shitting me right now.
Oh.
Oh, John. So basically, this movie is, first of all, John, we start out with God.
Yeah.
Okay, no genie.
That's what I was like, man, right in a row, we get another outer space. Is this in heaven? What God sending down, is it an angel? Is it a genie? What is happening right now? Boy. You know what was interesting about that, right? We had this in the beginning, the very, very beginning of the movie. And, of course, you immediately forget about it.
Oh,
and you don't. Until the very last second of the movie, do you realize, oh, right. And if you weren't paying attention, you didn't realize it. Because you're like, what is happening right now? And it would just been another one of these pointless things that didn't match up in the movie.
I know.
They do connect it back at the very end, but boy, it was a rough middle.
Yeah. Boy, that's it. So God's gonna send shitty Gabriel down to help Earth, is what they say. Our couple, which is Bill and Carol.
Yep.
In family court, because they're suing each other for alimony.
Is that a thing? I didn't even have a chance to Google that.
I did it, and it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, when they go,
I hear court, that's the kind of word that's on everybody's lips these days.
I know. God, I just, I mean, I got a quarter way through this, and I go, I feel so bad for John. I was like, oh boy.
It's funny too, because like, yeah, I'm probably about that point, about a quarter of the way through, I'm like, this doesn't feel like a Matt pick. This feels like one of the bad picks that I would have accidentally made, and I'd have been apologizing. You know, the trailer looked a lot better than the
movie. Yeah, I got duped, John. I got duped by the trailer. I did.
That's the worst. All right.
Nowhere in that trailer did they tell me that there was going to be an extended scene of chickens banging. Not nowhere in that trailer. No.
That might have been the best part of the movie. I don't know.
You didn't see that coming, did you, John? You didn't see that coming.
That was a good part of the movie. That's the kind of thing I can appreciate. Yep.
I was like, oh, boy. This court, John, we got a court of there's nuns punching people, cheerleaders cheering.
It was crazy. Like, where are they that this lady got this crazy of a courthouse? And you know, you're like, okay, what is happening right now? First off, because we don't know yet, we're not deep enough into this movie to realize that that's what this movie is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
what is you don't happening? Know. Is this a dream sequence? What?
Oh boy! Yeah, and you know, this is where we see Palimony and Bill and Carol, and eventually they go back to the judge's chambers, and he, like you said, busts out some dolls.
Yeah, he's got a Barbie doll. You know, it's just like. And a few times in this movie, he brings them out, and he's just like, "What? Why? What is happening?"
And you know, there a lot of this movie is just, you know, the judge going, "Oh yeah, you know, old Columbus there, he did this, or Napoleon did this," and we get a little scene of them doing stuff. But
it was kind of like a Monty Python skit at one point. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It had that Monty Python feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, okay, I get that. I almost was on board with it. I was almost on board.
I liked it when they're explaining what they do for a living and Carol shows her at work and the guy's like, "Hey, Carol, nice tits." This is the 80s, John. This is the 80s.
It was so inappropriately funny. I loved it. Because she's like, "Oh yes, I am at this professional for accounting and all this," and then they show her actually there. And
hey, Carol. And Bill works at the Poulet Chicken Farm. John, tender breasts, juicy thighs.
That sounds good.
And we see how they meet is Bill has to deliver chickens to her law office, but they're live chickens, not the fried chicken they ordered.
Oops.
Boy, was it Crumb and Scrum or Scrum and Crumb?
Right, yeah. Yep. Yeah, but so boy. Carol's there, and he's walking into this place with chickens and cages, and of course Carol's outfit gets snagged on one of the chicken cages and just rips off. And you're like, okay. Then we get a chicken typing on a typewriter.
You know these things are shitting everywhere over that office, John. This place is never getting clean, you know.
To be clear, a chicken is one of the dirtiest animals. They are just one of the dirtiest, right? They're nasty. They're in their own feces all the time. They got fleas.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
But they are delicious.
Yeah, they are amazing, you know? Eggs and the nuggies. Oh, man.
Nuggies? But then Bill and Carol start dating, and we get that little montage of a kissing, dating, and a banging, John.
That's a montage of them a smooching.
So after that, we go back to the judge, and he goes on this rant about cavemen banging cave women, nipple animals watching, and all this.
Just imagine, you know. And then we actually go to this like caveman scene.
Oh boy!
Right, and the one cave woman, she tells the one caveman Leroy, she goes, because Leroy wants to, you know, make it, and the cave woman goes, oh, I have headache. Since the beginning of time.
I gotta say one thing about this movie, John, is it taught me something. And this is the first thing right here, is cave women, they look pretty good.
Yeah, right? The leopard print bikinis they were wearing.
I'm telling you, I had no idea.
Yeah, I was expecting more body hair.
And, okay, how about the next thing, John? Who knew? I got to see cavemen see the first boner. You know what I mean? You know? Right. They didn't know what a boner was, John. They were like,
Did they even know? Yeah.
No? Mm-hmm.
They were inventing things. They invented a wheel and then decided to put an axle on that wheel, but it was a little bit of a tight fit. So apparently they already had Vaseline. Oh, that was a funny scene. I'll give it.
Yeah. He's sticking his thing in this hole and going, ugh. what's this? Oh, yeah. He does that so much then that they have a post axle making smoke.
That's right.
You got to.
Like you do. Oh my gosh.
Now, here's something. I don't think I've ever written in any of our movies, but I feel like I need to write it more. I called it a short nipple montage. All right. We need more. All right.
Of all the montages to have, it's really a good idea.
But the thing is, see, what this movie does to you, they'll give you the short nipple montage, but then the next scene, they give me a musical number that goes on, I felt like, for 38 minutes.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Singing on a rooftop. Don't you try to stop me when the heat is on.
I was like, what are we doing? Now he's got a little mustache. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, dancing on the roof of a building, looking all kind of fancy, and then Carol falls off the roof. Bill runs down the stairs just in time to catch her, because that's how gravity works, I think.
Okay. Again, something I love in movies I need more of. Dummies falling off buildings.
Dummies.
Right, give me somewhere there, all right?
I didn't mind. Yeah. There was a scene later in the movie where they launch a dummy like a catapult. That was fun.
It is great. So that musical number ends with them banging some more.
Some steamy making it. Some beads.
So
only to be interrupted by Judge making a banana milkshake with the peel still on the bananas.
Why?
He said that's how his wife taught him to make it.
Oh, boy. So then we're like, they talk about how they were living together, not married. And Bill's mom came over, and Carol had to pretend to be the Spanish housekeeper.
Yeah, so first question is, so why did she have a Spanish housekeeper out? That was the backstory I wanted to learn about.
Dusting some fannies. Or wait, fannies. Wait.
Mom shows up. Oh my gosh. She was, like 4 foot tall?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, right? She was obnoxious. Just terrible. So yeah, what Bill's asked Carol to pretend.
Oh boy.
She's not really into it, but fine, I'll do it. And then Mom immediately treats her like crap, like garbage. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, his mom brought tombstone samples.
What are you doing? It's not paint swatches. These aren't. This is a, you know, the flooring sample. This is tombstones. Yeah. So, that's something. You know, tombstones are expensive. They can get pretty pricey, too. Right? I don't want to be buried. I don't know. I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
I think I'd rather cremate me and either dust my ashes over something interesting, like, you know, Ford Field.
I was just going to say that. I'm not even joking. Or wherever the Super Bowl is, when the Lions win, like, if it's
when the Lions win the Super Bowl, yep. Even if that's 100 years after I die. Save it. Save them ashes till then.
Here I am. I'm like, oh, here I am. It's been 50 years. So Bill does tell her eventually, guess what? We're living together and we're not getting married.
Dun, dun, dun. So his mom had asked her to make her a glass of warm milk. And she comes over with like a pot of milk. Like you're gonna cook a turkey in this thing, you know?
It's a
dumped it on her head. It was great.
Oh, boy, John, I was not prepared to go to Adam and Eve time, John. Oh boy,
the Adam and Eve singles bar.
Oh boy.
He's like, oh, this, what do you mean Adam and Eve singles bar? That doesn't make any sense. And then you're like, it's Adam at a bar with a whole bunch of animals, you know, wilderness animals. And you're like, okay, I see what you did there.
You know, a guy in a bear costume, you know, mm-hmm. You know, you might see those anywhere. You might be chasing a bear.
I'll tell you what, just a quick spoiler, we may see more of that. On my movie pick. Just a spoiler. A little teaser.
We have 3 weeks in a row of a bear costume being worn, John. That's some kind of record. That's some kind of record right there.
Mine's going to take it to another level.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it's just a bunch of people in animal suits. And we got some talking animals.
He walks up to a lamb. He's like, "Hey, can I buy you a drink?" Oh, this other, whatever, some other animal dude in a costume's like, "That's my girl."
Oh boy, he was gonna bang it. Well, like it's a turkey on the side of the road, John.
Oh, he was gonna llama get it on.
Oh, that was a good one. So he's like, "Oh God, can you make me a maid? Hopefully, it's not some old guy in a bikini."
Oh
boy.
He's like, "This isn't right." And John's like, "Well, how about a blonde then?" And then just turns him into a beautiful blonde. Like, all right, now.
Oh boy, yeah. It was at this very moment, John. I literally wrote, "John, not sure I'm gonna make it through this one." I'm watching this like 10 o'clock last night, and I'm like, "Oh boy."
No, you're right, because it wasn't much. I think right before this scene was when I like first gave up. I was like, "All right, I can't do this. I gotta
take a break." Your first give up. That's a good thing about it.
That was my first give up. Yeah, I think I had to take this in 3 bites. I took a big chunk of it today.
So now we're gonna do hippies. Like I don't even know what's going on here. They're in the house together. They're painting together, but somehow he has glue with the paint, so they end up glued to each other.
Yeah, Bill and Carol are body painting each other and smoking pot, getting high, and then he's like, "I'm gonna mix up everything we got and get something going here." And of course, I don't know why you would possibly have a big bottle of super glue with your paint supplies, but he did. He's like, she's like, or I forget which one said it, like, "Squeeze our bodies hard enough together that we fuse our bodies together." It's just like, all right.
Gotta give him some credit though, John. This is some cheap glue. All right. Yeah. This is some good stuff.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They not only they fuse themselves together, they had like half of their living room, you know, toilet seat, peacock feathers, just all over.
Yeah, no, they come outside for some reason. They're going to walk to the hospital.
Yeah, I think so. They're going to walk 3 miles to the hospital.
Wait. Okay.
All right. I don't know if that's the best. I think his idea of just grabbing the turpentine was probably the better idea. Just like,
yeah. So they say how Bill's always said no to marriage, and then we cut to Carol's made up wedding.
Yes. Which
John.
I kind of liked. I kind of like her wedding.
I knew it. You love this band, didn't you? You were rocking out.
You get some rapid rabbis.
If that's not their name, they better change it.
Right. Rapid rabbis.
I'm telling you, man. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty good. They were a good musical number.
You don't need all that fancy DJ equipment. You just bring these guys. That's all That's you right. need, man. Okay, so then we got beach time. Now this beach scene, John. Okay, I'm just going to do the one that the one guy selling underpants.
Yeah.
And then we got a guy on the beach who buys them. And you're like, okay, this is all a little weird. But John, then he eats them.
Like, what? All right, so they start off and like, we didn't have a marriage, but we did have a honeymoon. And we, you know, went to the beach. It's quiet. It's secluded. It's just them. And he's like, "Hey, baby, why don't you take your top off?"
Yeah.
And then all these people show up, right? And it's just getting crazy. You got all these vendors everywhere. You know, I'm not sure. Maybe the sand was alive and was going to eat them. I'm not sure. But, you know, all over. But Bill, he stayed on task. He didn't care about all that. He's still like, hey, take your top off.
That's right. But this the next thing is Christopher Columbus, John.
Mm-hmm. I always forget the name of the boats, right? Because there was a Santa Maria, the was it the Pinto? I guess
yeah.
so.
Yeah, and then something else. Yeah, I can only remember two.
the El Dorado. Christopher Columbus is driving over the ocean in his Pinto to the New World.
John.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. This was a pretty rough one.
I will say, John, the one laugh I got was when the Indian guy sees them arriving on the beach.
I think they're on the beach.
When he said he looked at, he's like, "Oh shit, there goes the neighborhood." That's my laugh. I gotta say.
Yep. Yeah, that was funny. they get introduced to Pocahontas, who was nearly topless.
I believe the way they phrased one of her talents was she gives a great head dress massage.
That's right. We get a bunch of butt naked Indian hunters. There's a fair amount of nudity in this movie, right?
Yeah.
There is a fair amount. Maybe in some ways excessive. Not like overtly sexually obsessive, but like excessive. But like this scene, right? Why did we need 15 Indian butt naked dude? I don't know.
You got me.
It was just there, right? This is your for the ladies part, but I'm just saying if there's any ladies that are still watching the movie at this point, if you had made it this far into the movie, you're going to love our podcast.
Yeah,
you're one of us. Mm-hmm. One of us.
Yeah. And you're like, boy, are they all this good? And you're like, yeah, try go watch Trancers and tell me it's not good, all right?
That's right. Yeah. If you like this movie, boy, we have so many better ones for you to watch. Oh, man.
Yeah, what Borg do you want to watch? She-Borg? Man-Borg?
That was great.
Yeah. Troll 2 for you.
No bog.
Ninja cheerleaders or
cheerleader ninjas.
We got it all.
We got them both.
Or if you're like, I bet they never done one with J-Lo in it, and I'd be like, you're wrong because we did Made in Manhattan number 27.
That's right. Okay. You want to see Jennifer Lopez sitting on somebody's face.
Oops.
But you didn't think I was going to say that?
Yeah, I didn't. All right, anyway. So next up we got Pocahontas. Oh, Bill. Carol talks about Bill's annoying habits and how his friends and his eating in bed and not putting down the toilet seat.
Yeah, that could be annoying. I get it.
Eats like a slob.
Eats weird too. Like he had bananas in his Fruit Loops. What kind of freak are you?
And then
I'm okay with bananas in cornflakes. I get that, right?
What? Whoa.
Yeah, bananas and cornflakes. I get that. But, I feel like I'm adult enough that I don't have to buy cornflakes anymore. I can buy really crappy cereals.
There you go. There you go. Mm-hmm.
I can get me some Frosted Flakes before I buy some cornflakes. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, you'll just go to Aldi and get some frosted flakes. And
We got that Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. Ooh, baby. That's good stuff. Let me some Fruit Loops. Yeah.
So this next part made me laugh, John, because all I can say is, John, can you imagine people paying $150 for jeans? Oh, man.
Pre-lubricated Trojan jeans.
Are there any other kind? I don't think so.
Lubricated jeans?
Velcro undies, lubricated jeans. We got it all.
That's Velcro undies. Oh. What a woman.
Oh, man. You came prepared, my lady.
Yes, there's these jeans are so small. I mean, so small. They're what would you say? They would have fit like a 3-year-old, maybe.
Maybe,
you
know? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe four. They're so small, so tight. They're just trying to get them on her and oiling her legs. And then they end up having to get AAA to come over and use a tow hook. But get it on. There you go. It's amazing.
I got to say, John, I don't care for jeans that much. I just don't.
Yeah. You know, there was a time I used to wear jeans a lot. And yeah. I don't wear them nearly as I still have one or two pair that I like, but. Yeah, not as much as I used to.
Yeah. She gets them on with the tow truck. Then they're going to Bill's boss's party, and John, I gotta tell you, John, if my work would put out a party that has a chicken rodeo, oh man.
Right
there, John, I am there.
I'm on it. Yep. You best believe we're going to make some embarrassing videos.
Got that right. What's this guy's name that gets on the chicken? I didn't write this down. Do you know his name?
I wrote it down. Max Blackstone.
Whatever. Yeah. <is. laughs>
3-year champion.
Whoa.
Yeah, what? He rides this chicken like it's a bull, and everybody's into it. Everybody loves his riding that chicken, except Bill. He's looking jealous, I think. He's upset. Max is getting all this attention. So he's like, I'm going to do it. He comes up there, and he's like, I'm going to ride this thing, and he kisses some random person in the crowd on the way. I don't know why.
He's got, why either.
They got these giant, what do you call them? Hats, these giant cowboy hats.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboy hats, right? These huge things, right? Rodeo hats. And he walks up to that chicken. He's telling everybody to back up. But back up, it's going to be crazy, you know? And he goes to jump on the chicken and immediately misses and goes into the pool instead.
I don't know.
Just jumps over it and falls into the pool. He did it last. He didn't even get it turned on. He failed to mount it.
I might have fell asleep here, John, because all I wrote next was second flying dummy. So I don't know how we got there.
Yeah, so Judge is saying they got trust issues, kind of like the fall of the Roman Empire by the barbarians. Mm-hmm. Says the worst tribe was the Stooges. We get a little Three Stooges action. Hens, they aren't laying the eggs. Bill's boss keeps calling him a bozo and a shithead over and over. I don't know why he puts up with it. That guy is crazy.
So this was, you know, the WTF moment, John, because all I wrote was, did I just see a chicken feel up another chicken's fake boobs?
Because what happens is Bill brings out this audio visual device to get the chickens to lay some more eggs, if you know what I mean. And immediately I'm like, did he just turn on chicken porn? He just turned on chicken porn. And they're into it. The chickens are into it. So are the people watching it.
Oh, boy. People are into it.
There's lots of moaning. Lots of moaning.
Oh, boy.
There's a line in the movie. It says, you give good beak.
Pluck me, baby. Pluck me.
Yeah. You're my kind of cock.
You have a huge pecker.
Oh, I love it. You know, and it's funny, all the slapstick humor, they could have had so many more chicken or egg puns in this movie. They missed out on so many opportunities. It would have been a much more excellent movie.
Oh boy. Well, boy, yeah, everybody's getting turned on by watching these chickens bang, man. Let me tell you. And, well, John, these chickens are so turned on. Look out. Here comes the egg.
They're not laying more eggs. They're launching them. They're coming out. Pop, pop, pop.
Oh, boy, this is a movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, just take a moment to think of the plot here. Never mind. Let's keep moving.
Never mind. Let's move on to Bill bringing home a briefcase.
Bill comes home, and Carol's like, hey, why don't we have a quiet night? Just you, me, and the super glue.
Yeah, he has a briefcase full of chicks, and then they make fun of the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. They do a little Twilight Zone skit, and then they enter into the Dark Ages, or no, Renaissance.
Oh boy.
And I don't know. I don't even know what's going on here. We've got the Black Plague killing people. We've got jousting, but they're not using motorcycles.
I didn't understand it at all.
I did like the knights coming from the White Castle. I could use a crave case. Whew. I love me some White Castle.
The one by me closed.
Oh, that's tragic.
Closed.
It is like a 15, 20-minute drive from my house to get to a White Castle, so it is a bit inconvenient. But boy, it is good. You can get them now in the store, right? You can buy from the freezer section.
Yeah.
And they're not half bad. Not half bad. I still like a fresh one. If that's
you
a
can,
thing. I don't know.
You can buy White Castle, like, they're like pizza rolls, but they're White Castle pizza rolls with hamburger in them. Yeah, I saw those when I went to the Walmart. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go find that.
they're there. I'm telling you, it's a real thing.
That sounds awesome.
I can even read my own handwriting here. Bill takes a new invention to his boss, is what I wrote. And then I can't read the rest. Something about, I can't read, fried chicken. Hold on. Makes eggs come out fried chicken. That's what it comes out. That's what
So he's got to use his prized hen. Egg inducer. And instead of laying one egg a day, now they'll get three eggs a day.
Whoa.
So he puts that prized hen into the machine. We get lots of lights and spinning, and then out comes an egg. Yeah. Out comes a second egg. And I'm like, I thought he said three a day. This is going to be like three every minute. And then things kind of go bad because we get a drumstick and some extra fried. We get KFC style coming out of this thing. Mashed potatoes. And I take some offense here because you don't make fun of KFC, man. They are the best. White don't Castle and KFC.
All right.
Ooh, this product placement I can get on board with. This movie making me hungry. Give me some chicken. Give me some sliders. Man. Oh, I know what I'm having tomorrow. White Castle for lunch and KFC for dinner. Mm-mm.
In the bathroom for a midnight snack. Oh, boy. So, all I write is Bill becomes a cheeseburger mascot.
Yeah. He goes, I became a cheeseburger. For Plasti Burger. What? That sounds terrible.
Oh, boy. And then I put down, no trust in a relationship. Oh, God, Napoleon time.
Mm-hmm. No trust is like earmuffs on a camel. What does that mean? I don't know.
I don't know. Doesn't make you think, didn't it? Well.
Yeah, apparently Napoleon, his gal, Josephine, might have been having the parties at her house with other dudes. Yeah.
Well, I'll just say, you know, I said earlier this movie taught me a lot of things about history, right? You know, I never knew that Napoleon's wife liked gang bangs and what was it? Hold on, and beans, pork and beans, baked beans, or something like that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Yeah,
now, is this movie accurate? I don't know. But can you say it's not true? Nobody knows for sure.
Prove me wrong. Yeah.
All right. Could explain a lot. All right.
Do you see they're coming out with a Napoleon movie?
See, now we have to watch that because if there's a scene in that movie, all right,
that's
if
right.
Joaquin Phoenix comes home and his wife is in a tub of beans, all
right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna watch that. All right, it's coming on.
I think I will. Right. I think I'll watch that one. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then Napoleon comes home and he's like, what are you doing? And it's farting.
And I didn't get it at first because I wasn't paying enough attention to realize it.
I'm with you.
The baked beans part of it, you know, and I had to like kind of, what is going on, and figure it back out. But got it. There was the beans. So there were everybody and all the dudes were tooting.
Boy. Then Bill sees Carol with another man, so he decides to become Kabuki Man.
Should I run that too?
What the fuck are we doing?
He wants to surprise Carol with tickets to her favorite opera. But he sees her with another dude. So he's got to follow her around town and find out what's going on. But he had a disguise, which was... oddly looked like he was Sergeant Kabuki Man.
There it is. Good
job. Oh, great.
Number 224.
Sergeant
Kabuki Man.
NYPD.
Yeah.
So Carol calls, she gets a taxi to get away from this clown, Kabuki Man. And, the taxi driver's trying to drive fast, but he is no Queen Latifah, let me tell you that. Bill keeps up on foot, and there's no way you're keeping up with Queen Latifah.
Yeah, nope. If you want to see Queen Latifah push a button and turn her car into a hot rod, then you got to watch Taxi, which is number... I'm clearly stalling until I find it. 154.
I kind of enjoyed that movie. Her taxi was inside her apartment, you know. And...
Hey, man, you know, they had your garage next to the kitchen, you know, right
Jimmy
here
Fallon didn't know how to drive. That was fun.
Jimmy Fallon. Boy, oh boy, who pitches that, right? Hey, all right, I got a movie. Jimmy Fallon, Queen Latifah, A Souped-Up Taxi. Who's in?
Driving through
Here's
New
York. $50 million. Make it happen. What? All right. There's one point where Bill mistakes two men making out in a car for Carol. He does chase them and then gets tired, so he hitchhikes with a car full of other clowns.
Yeah, that's ironic, I guess.
Okay.
When he finally catches up to Carol, she's at a funeral, at a graveyard where they're putting somebody in the ground.
Who?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know
who it is.
Somebody.
Somebody. And he shows up to it, and he's still in his big clown costume. And very inappropriate. the person being buried was Charles Kaufman. I did write that down. Must be Lloyd's alter ego. I don't know.
So Bill rents a phone booth? I don't know.
So Carol kicks him out because, you know, whatever. She's coming to her senses. And he's naked, by the way. She kicks him out. He's butt naked. And he has to get his own place. So he rents a phone booth to live in. Huh. Yeah.
You see the options we used to have? You know, you don't have the phone booth rent option anymore. All right?
That's why it's so expensive to live someplace. You could have just rented yourself a little phone booth and just been fine. People are, what's a phone booth?
I know. What the fuck is a phone booth?
Watch Bill and Ted. You'll understand.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's a good one. You know, that's what
party on and be excellent to each other, dudes.
We need a Napoleon going to a water park and hanging out at our, you know, at the mall.
At the mall.
So cut to Bill banging Muffy.
Yeah, he's trying to move on, but Muffy reminds me of somebody who inherited a house. Oh, no, a friend of somebody who inherited a house of her dead aunt. She's like, bite me, spank me, teach me a lesson.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, that stuff didn't bother me so much, but when she wanted to strap me down to a chair to watch Bill Donahue, I was like, oh.
Remember Phil Donahue?
Phil Donahue is like the 80s version of Fox News. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It's going to suck you in.
Well, we see Carol without Bill is a bum.
Yeah, she's not getting anywhere. Watching TV, got creepy dudes hitting on her. And women, apparently.
Okay, yeah. Let me get this one ready here, because I really like this line. Okay. Because this guy, his name is Myron, and he sits down next to Carol, and he says, if you're not doing anything, would you like to come back to my house and do some really serious fucking?
Straight to the point. I liked it.
And then he says, I have a water pick. It's real good.
What's
I don't
that?
Know what that had. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a
she tells her friend, she goes, I've been squeezed so many times, I feel like a package of Charmin.
There you go.
But her friend replies with, hey, can I stick my tongue in your ear?
There you go. You know?
That's a friend. That's a good friend.
You know? Oh boy!
We get some more of the judge playing with his dolls.
Sure. We have to go to Eternal Court. Okay.
Yeah, so judge says you guys hate each other. I'll make my decision in the morning, but during the night, they're having restless sleep, and they're now in eternal court. The courtroom has the judge
Oh,
and all of the historical characters that we've been watching,
yep, sure. Why not?
Columbus and Napoleon, and as well as people like Bill's boss. And the dude that Carol was with, on the, you know, he thought he was cheating on her and on him. And but we find out, you know, Bill didn't lose his job. He quit because the boss called her a tart.
Oh, don't you dare
Excuse my language.
besmirch her.
He punches her out. And then we find out the guy that Carol was talking to was her brother, who was trying to invest
Oh.
in Bill's porn-o-matic thing.
Pornomatic. Sign me up. That sounds like a good one. Pornomatic. Oh boy. Yeah. So then they are found guilty, but then you cut to both of them waking up separately, realizing they have to run into each other's arms.
Yeah, and they're back in love. Everything's okay. And then we get the tie back to the very beginning of the movie. The judge walks out. He's now has his wings. He was that angel that had lost his wings. Now he has his wings, and he can float off to heaven or wherever he came from.
Oh
Yeah.
boy. And then one thing, John, we have in movies is sometimes we got endings where we're just like, a lot of times we're like, what the hell just happened? But John, they decide to end this movie with them having one more random bang.
That's right. At the throw it in there. We'll get our rapid rabbis one more time, and we'll have our wedding and one last bang.
But
Good way to end it. Yeah.
they can't just do the one last random bang. They gotta have him on top of her banging her and then have chickens standing on
Why?
his bare ass.
Why? I don't know.
Oh boy, there's gonna be a lot of going on right there. All right. Oh, that's how the movie ends. All right. That's how movies end. That's how Stuck on You ends. So sorry. Can't believe that's my last pick of the year. I'm so sorry. John, what is gonna be our last? You had a tease.
I did.
What's going to be our
So
last movie
I
of the
wanted a
year?
Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
I had to do a Christmas movie. Boy, I struggled because there are so many to choose from that, oh, that there was lots of options. This is not like Thanksgiving. This Christmas has it all over the place. And boy, I might have stumbled upon a gem
Uh-oh.
that it's going to
Careful,
be
though.
weird. It's going to be weird.
The trailer might fool you. All right, I'm just
It
saying.
might. So I went and I looked for reviews. I found other people talking about this movie. And half of the movies were like, this was terrible. The acting's horrible. I don't understand why these people did this movie.
Sounds perfect.
And the other half were like, this is so messed up, you are gonna love it.
Oh, okay. All
you
right.
know, it's just like, so
Again, that's perfect.
we get a Christmas time, Christmas town, right? And this guy, he's trying to get his girl back in an interesting way. That's how I'm gonna put it. And he's going to try and save the town, this Christmas town,
Got to.
by I think pretending to be a Sasquatch, which we've seen that before. Sasquatch gang, right? So that's fun. And we get a reference to furries, which I think will make some good jokes.
Sasquatch gang number 162.
Yep. Yeah. And there's some star power in this movie. There are some names. I don't know them myself, but apparently they're Judy Greer, right? She's in here.
Okay, I know who that is. Okay.
Movie is called Pottersville. I expect it to be weird. I expect it to be a little off, but it'll be a different kind of Christmas movie. I almost went with a full blown Hallmark movie, just like you were talking about. I almost went full blown Hallmark. I found one. I found a Michigan one.
Oh man!
I almost went with it, but this looked too enticing. So I had to go.
This is 2017. This has Zod in it, John.
Yeah,
Zod. Yeah,
got some star power.
Let me see here. What else we got here? 2017. Oh boy, yep. There's some furries in it. Yep. I see that. Oh, we got Hellboy himself, Ron Perlman. I see. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, we got a lot of people in here. We have John Wick's friend, Winston. He's in this movie, I see.
So we got some real star power. And, the comments are usually like, why did they do this movie? What's going on?
Why did they do this movie?
So it'll be fun.
It's a bizarre ride is what this one says. Okay.
Yep. And I think one of them was like, this is either the worst Christmas movie ever or the best movie ever.
Okay. All right.
So it's very polarizing, right? It's either you're either going to think this is horrible or fantastic. And that's the kind of movie I think we like, right?
Oh, John, this description. Oh, boy. I've never heard of this movie.
Oh, good, because I was a little worried that you had.
No, I never heard of this. Wow, wow. Okay. All right, well.
That's how we'll finish it off. All right. We'll finish it off that way.
I like it, John. All right, sir. I will talk to you next week.
All right. Till then. Bye.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.